Welcome, everyone. This is Nichelle Anderson, and I'm your host for my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson Short Stories and Beyond. Thank you so much for joining me today. And this particular episode is continuing on with my revisit to my future series entitled Future Series of Nahara and Princess Aminia. This would be PA, which stands for Prior to Adult Years, of my book, which is the prior years chores before my book. And this is entitled, From Dusk to Dawn, I Shall Only Love You. This will be turning back from the previous three other future series of Nahara and Princess Aminia that I released this season in season 7. Do encourage you to go and check that out. Also, I have a Substack for premium membership content. That's where I release behind the scenes, new short stories, breakdown of the characters, you know, extra, our private chat session that we will have if you join. I do have some content that's free. The rest is premium paid membership. So I do encourage you, if you love my short stories and my writing and my talent, go ahead and consider to become a premium member with the Molay World Short Stories for premium content members, okay? It will be a link in the description of how to get to my Substack and to sign up and be a part of that extra content for members only. So in this particular episode, we're gonna go right into it, but a couple of things right quick. It's about to be wrapping up of this year, of 2023, and I wanna say I'm thankful. This is my 7th season podcasting, and I appreciate this opportunity to be able to express myself and show my writing and what I'm blessed with, and I'm so happy. I wrote that book so many years ago, Mitzrayim, A Memoir of a Past Life in Ancient Egypt. You can purchase that book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any other bookstore that you desire. I just ask, if you love it, be positive and give back and do a positive review on one of those platforms. I appreciate you if you do that. And when we write and do things or whatever we have talent for, it's nice to be appreciated in a way of just doing a little small things to just show that you enjoyed the creativity, the output. So I just want to put that out there in your ear, and I appreciate you. All right. So let's get into my wrap up in the sense of touching some things before I do my episode wrapping up this year. And that is, follow me on Twitter, social media, what have you. Post, say, I love your short stories. And go from there, okay? We are available on WhatsApp. Definitely check that out. I do have my NFT collection, Pyramid Mystery Temple Reunion, which I do talk about in my short stories. That's where they chart school and so forth and the different mystics for those children there. And I have a collection, which is different pyramids and stuff like that. So do consider purchasing that. You can go to Molay World, where you can go ahead and look at that and mint that and call it a day, okay? You also can go to Molay.com and get you some t-shirts, particularly one with my Molay Love Groove that I do my live stream about relationships, healthy relationships, okay? None of that toxic crap. And get you a t-shirt. And if you want to support my productions and my short stories, that's the way to do it. I also have a beauty line that I expanded out from Molay, which is molaybeauty.com. That link is in the description. If you want the best skin, definitely try out my Topaz Oasis Queen Collection. You tired of lotion? You tired of, oh, okay, I'm taking a shower, you gotta put this on. You use that for your shower or your bath, and I'm telling you, you can be like, lotion, what's that? I mean, it is a totally different ball game. Like, you just a queen, you know? And then for my male collection, which is King and Me, we have the Power Paradise. And that's a brown sugar scrub as well. Definitely use that. I'm telling you, it's gonna change your life. Rough skin, spots, hyperpigmentation, you can look like a real war take when you get finished using that. So definitely go there, you get 10%. Coupon if you are a new subscriber to Molay Beauty. All right, so I think I covered everything. My music, I'm so excited about that. My music album is coming along. Do check out When Love Was Divine, that singer. I'm on the album there, on that single, actually, on that song. And then, of course, my other song as well that I released. So definitely check that out. So we got all that out the way, and any future news or what have you, I just do a new bonus. I will be still doing my regular once a month because, you know, I got so much going on, but thank you for your support. So let's get into what happened last episode. Last episode was titled, And Whom Is This Dama But Another? I do my director clip notes where I go further into it, but pretty much just to give you an idea, Nahara rediscovers basically that there's someone in Princess Aminia's life, and that's Damon. He would be a king over Zimbabwe. And Nahar don't like that. And we get into that. We also find out in the last episode, a friend, which is so exciting when I'm able to channel and bring those memories, you know, back to the forefront. And to realize, like, oh my goodness, you know, a new character. When I wrote that book so many years ago, it was 50. So in that, it was a lot. So I guess at that time, to be able to condense it as much as I possibly could, it was hard to do, but I did it. And to be able to see all these other new characters was a part of the story. It was just to fit everything in the book. And now fast forward through my podcast, it allows me to kind of really sit back, drink some good tea, and able to let the memories come through to learn about these other characters. So it was very, very loving, a wonderful experience when I was able to do that and this character came out. He had a best friend and you get to be a part of that moment and how they came together and how they understood how much Nahar loves Princess Aminia. And then follow up with Dama and how that came about in those earlier years, right? All right, so let's go ahead and get into this new episode. This new episode is basically from the continuation from the last one, PA number 3. Remember, PA is prior to adult years, or basically prior to the book, but a little bit older. When I started this particular feature series on my podcast show, I started with Nahar and Princess Aminia at a very young age, like 8 or 9. So now we kind of a little bit going jumping ahead. So I might jump back to when they're much younger, but right now we're in the preteens. So this particular episode, From Dusk to Dawn, I Shall Only Love You. You know, I gotta admit, I come up with the most awesome topics. Come on. The most wonderful story titles. And I give thanks to God for that. From Dusk to Dawn, I Shall Only Love You. Come on now. You know, that's good. Put something in the comments and say, Nichelle, girl, you're talented. It doesn't hurt to give credit to somebody in that sense to show how much you appreciate that energy and that new ability to be able to share and give through writing. All right. So in this particular episode, we do a continuation where Nahar and his friend, best friend, has this plan. What is that plan? So we find out what that is today, where they feel their reaction and their response, particularly Nahar, back to Damar, where seeing Damar is on the scene and visiting Princess Aminia, and Nahar doesn't like that. So we'll see what's going to happen. So let's get into this and let's get started. Let's begin. For my season 7, 2023 to 2024, for this week of my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson, Short Stories and Beyond, for PA number 4, the future series of Nahar and Princess Aminia, entitled From Dusk to Dawn, I Shall Only Love You. Opening scene. Sand dunes from the north ran through the tomb of Hun as Mistrais went about their early dawn gathering of their food and water at the market. Not yet filled with many Mistrais, Nahar didn't bother to stop at his usual new biscuit table to buy some more for Princess Aminia, as he wanted to get to the location near the palace with Rutul, his best friend. It was not a regular mystery school time plan that they had 3 free dawns ago of a spoo to do as they wish. And Nahar and Utur had a plan for this another love interest to be around Princess Aminia. So they took these free time to be able to plan their next move to the knowing that this Dama from Zimbabwe was in Mitzrayim to spend time with Princess Aminia. So Nahar and his best friend Otoa, they both jumped over baskets and bread and ran faster and faster through another emerge of marketers of Mitzrayim going about their middle way. They ducked and they rolled over to get back faster up, and as they spotted the camera, they knew, oh, here they are again, up to something and ready to do something more than what they should. It was all in the camera's eyes. They laughed and they giggled, but they kept going because they knew they had to be at a particular spot at the moment that they planned the previous Kingo hours of what their next move was going to be. Back in where Mythic Rhythm Ray, they both jumped on their favorite ones of the camel and they sped off towards a location near the palace. Claps and clunks you can hear as they made it through the not so busy crowd now, and yet the sand swept up around the camel's feet ever so slightly. Meanwhile, we are at the adorned connector to the Royal Abbas Palace, and Princess Amelia is somewhere, not fully interested in the days, her somewhere that she looked over some of her attendants, wondering what the day would be. Another interesting day, or another formal day? She just wasn't interested, but she managed to go about and do as her head attendant was instructed from her mother and her father. In the day's plan, as she did hear of her to-do that she would be doing, she did wish to be someplace else, but she knew Dama was in Mitzrayim. He traveled all the way from Zimbabwe with his father, King Kohan, and she knew that Dama wanted to spend time with her, as well as her family. As his stepfather, King Kohan, met with her father, King Milan, and other diplomats in Mitzrayim. Princess Amelia wore a tan brown sunset color sani dress that also wrapped around her legs as an extra fabric went up across her right shoulder. Princess Amelia's hair pulled back with her princess crown exposing her long Nubian curly hair flowing free as nevested clouds above. She had just got word that Dama was up and his way, making his way through the living quarters in the palace to where she was earlier, when a sound all of a sudden of commotion stopped and her attendants and her turned to the attention of the direction of what was coming from. They particularly surrounded Princess Amelia to see what was that, and maybe perhaps they needed to go get help and a sly chariot to await others to come in. Before she could make out what that sound was, appeared Nahar, topping over the baskets of flowers that Princess Amelia was nearby. Her attendants hurried to try to see if they can help. Princess Amelia let out a gasp, but then she just started laughing as Nahar tripped over another couple of baskets. And she knew Nahar and her mother would not be happy about that. She was about to say something when her female attendants also laughed, knowing that the same thought was just Nahar trying to get close to Princess Amelia. Nahar said, holding out his hand, barely able to stand up, "You want to go to the Goa of races? This aspu? Don Nata?" Princess Amelia's eyes widened with excitement. Oh, yes, she did. She turned to her female attendants and like, "Sure, please, just cover me. Just please let me go. Don't say anything." They already knew by watching Princess Amelia that she was going to go, even if they say they was going to tell her mother, Queen Hagar. So she turned and faced Nahar, ensuring her excitement and the sweet sound of a spoo above Mitzrayim. Princess Amelia nodded, and before she could even change her mind, Nahar reached for her hand, and they were off on his camera with Otors speaking to one of the other female attendants in her ear on what to do when Dama enters, and he was then all following Nahar and Princess Amelia. We could hear one of the female attendants say, "I want to go too," but they were off in a flash. Meanwhile, a few feet and levels away, Dama stopped running, raising his voice to whom was that? That just in a brief second took his future queen and was stunned of the brilliance to pull it off and brought Asbu ways. He assigned his guard Tanuna and said he will find out who is that. Tanuna said he will, and they are heading towards that location that I think they are fun but Ato races for the your age of people and of Mitzray and those tribal leaders' children of the north as well. Before Tawa could speak again about Dama said with a stern voice, "Take me there." Later, they Aspu day over their guru races on one of the hilltops of the sand dunes. We see Princess Amelia and Nahar. They are sitting on a large square fabric with decors of shapes and filigrees of family and friends and the Aspu power above. Nahar had several of his mother's baked goods and sweet sador that Princess Amelia loved, They were laughing and eating as they talked about many things that they remembered of the previous races, and this one as well as their childhood of earlier times of that used to attend this event and others. While they enjoyed the freedom of expression and sharing, Atora was talking to a female midwife, not attending one of the mystery school of thought, as he met her during the time that they had just arrived. But she was cute and he wanted to continue to talk to her. And so she was on this square fabric-like place where they can sit and just relax, enjoying the meal and the other people enjoying the races it's about to take forth. And Princess Amin was relaxed as she was eating grapes and vegetables and just enjoying all of it and relaxing and not having to do this or that, but just being with her good friend Nahar and Adoro. She sat on the racer. She sat and she just cheered as others was racing up and down, and she just wanted to kind of be a part of it. They both jumped up from excitement and was happy that other people was finished the first race, and then the second one was announced really quickly. Before she knew it, Princess Amelia's name was called to be up next in the next round of competitors. She screamed of excitement and jumped up as they all cheered for her. She ran and ran and she was up with the rest of them. And then she sat on one of the racer camels with the other competitors, and they charged forward, maneuvering their camel. Nahar seemed to shout for the loudest to keep going, to keep going. Keep going, Princess Amina. She was, and Atora and his female companion also waved, and everyone was jumping up and down of excitement as the other 20 racers stormed ahead and tried to catch up with Princess Amina to the other end of the path of the sand dunes. They kicked up all of a sudden and trolled up to roll underneath them. In the slow motion, they could see the princess coming through. Meanwhile, back at the royal palace, in the royal meeting room of ancestors of Samna and Mitzrayim of Kush, we see King Milan having one of his high-ranked military officials finish whispering in his right ear of the whereabouts of Princess Amina, that was interrupted by Nahar and his best friend Uturo to go to the Gahul of races before the Ma got the chance to take her out for their time. King Milan, as he sat at the head of the Mitra table and with King Kohan, was busy talking about other matters with the diplomats and not really too alert what's going on. But King Milan knew and just shook his head. He said, clever is he, Naha. Does my queen know of this? He told to his high-ranking military officer. The military officer nodded, and no, Queen Hagar does not. And then he stood at attention for the next command from King Milan. King Milan said as he leaned back, let that be for now. Then he stood up slowly, King Milan. And he walked to the open floor length windows, and he closed his arms and hands behind him in thought, and was heard saying, indeed. Fade out as we can go next. Meanwhile, back at the Gahul of races. It was alluring and fun as the 20 races with the three, including Princess Amina, tightly making it to the mark, and like an instant, she just pulled out. It was so exciting. First she was ahead, then she was not, and then all of a sudden she just pulled out ahead of them. She actually pulled through and won! Yay! Everybody was so excited. It was so amazing. Everyone was jumping up and down and laughing as Princess Amina, as she got down, and she was just so excited. She was kissing her favorite camel. She was so happy he remembered and picked her when she went up there and picked him. And like that, we could see all of a sudden everybody was running towards Princess Amina, Nahar and Atora and his female Mistrian companion also running down the hill towards her. And everybody was just happy and excited, and it was just amazing. And she was just laughing like, this is fun in Mitzrayim. But then all of a sudden, the sand picked up and they couldn't see each other and the others, and on the hilltops, they stopped to let it cease, the sand, let it win. And then moments later, it did. But then Nahar froze as he was just about to make it almost close to Princess Aminya. As he was about to start running towards her and the others, he saw that one that seemed to disappear once the sand dust faded to the side. It was this Damar. He jumped off the war horse with about 10 guards around him, and his long cape went flapping around him as though he commanded the sand to depart from him. Torba grabbed Nahar's arm to not move and stand still as they all watched, including the females that saw what they knew of a future king he must be. As his crown band wore around his forehead, Princess Aminya turned to see the commotion and the awe and saw that it was Damar as he hurriedly walked through the crowds that departed, and he rushed up to her and kissed her right in front of everyone and then hugged her before picking her up with excitement for her win. Princess Aminya didn't know what to say as he reached for her hand then when he let her down, and then he guided her and they turned to walk towards the awaiting chariot that everybody still did not move and watched them. The royal chariot that pulled up, as well as both of her family guards. Damar felt the stares and then he looked over to where he sensed this Nahar would be watching and gave him a deep territory stare. And then smiled as he turned back around and raised his head higher in triumph as he then helped Princess Aminya into the royal chariot. He then joined her and they rode off towards into the hills and down. Princess Aminya looked back at Nahar before the whole scene would fade away as they continued to move forward towards the palace. And she saw Nahar with a sad face, but he managed to smile and wave. She waved, hoping he got her telepathic message that they will talk soon. Just later, Nahar stepped forward towards where they were riding to, just a couple of steps, but Nahar held a tighter grip on his right arm to not do so. Then Otowa said to him, let him think he won by his status of so-called right to her, but you won the memories that are embedded in her heart forever. There's always another dawn. You outsmarted a future king. Impressive indeed, my dear friend. Nahar slowly smiled and watched Princess Aminya get into more and more further down the way towards the palace as she rode off with yet another love interest. Nahar then said, with the confidence of a lion, Arsay, Arsay. End scene.